Len Dawson, not long into the game, the Patriots already had 84 yards rushing, and yet by the end of the game, I think it was only about 97 or something. What did you see about the changes in mentality and strategy on the part of the Colts defense?
Well, I tell you, I think Michael is right. When you get up the field on the defensive line, you can disrupt that running game. Even though that, you may be thinking, let's rush the passer, but if you get up the field, and particularly on the inside, those defensive tackles, you can disrupt things as far as the running game is concerned. But I would like to get Michael's on defense. It just seems to me that it's an attitude thing. That the defense has got this attitude. They say that, hey, we can't stop the run. Now, all of a sudden, they stop the run in three games in a row in the postseason play. And for Michael, is it that way? Is that the mindset of a defensive team? Is it, hey, my attitude is they are not going to get it done?
That's exactly right. It's all about attitude. It's an offense when you need that drive in the fourth quarter and you decide you're going to get it done. For us defensively, especially in these playoffs, I know for the Colts, they've taken a lot of ribbing about not being able to stop the run. So I'm sure those guys collectively probably got together and say, hey, this is what we have to do in order to be successful and win. We have to stop the run. And it is nothing but attitude. Whenever we're in a game or we're in practice and we're practicing goal line or short yardage, my message to the guys is, hey, this is all about attitude. And that's all that stopping the run is about your personal commitment to doing whatever it's going to take to make sure that team doesn't gain anything. Playing the pass is not as difficult as stopping a run because it's a lot more physical, and you have to have the right mindset for that.